Sadanandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Janna Vallava Giri Varadhari Gopi Janna Vallava Giri Varadhari Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharja Astotra Sata Sri Sriman His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Seko Ho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gora Bhakta Vrindiki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gop Gopi Nath Syamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhana Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Navadvip Dham Ki Jai. Bhakti Devi Ki Jai. Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai. Jamuna Devi Ki Jai. Ganga Devi Ki Jai. Samaveta Bhakta Vrindiki Jai. Gaur Premanande, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaman Iti Namane. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane. We are assembled here in New Dwarka on the 1st of November 2007 to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 24, chanting the song sung by Lord Shiva, today's verse number 59. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Na yasya chitang bahir artha vibramang tamo guhayam cha vishuddham avishat yad bhakti yoganugrihitam anjasa munir vichashte nanu tatra te gatim nayasya chitam bahir artha vibramang Nayasya chittang bahir artha vibramang Tamo guhayam cha vishuddham avishat Tamo guhayam cha vishuddham avishat Yadhakti yoganu grihita manjasa Munir vichashte nanu tatrate gatim. Munir vichashte nanu tatrate gatim. Nayasya chittam bahi artha vibramang. Tamo guhayang cha vishuddham avishat. Yad bhakti yoganu grihita manjasa. Yad bhakti yoganu grihita manjasa. Munir vichashte nanu tatra te gatim. Please chant. Nayasya chittang bahi artha vibramang Tamo guhayam cha vishuddham avishat Yad bhakti yoganu grihita manjasa Manir vichashte nanu tatra te gatim No other men? Ladies, Nayasya chittang bahir artha vibramang Tamo guhayam cha vishuddham avishat Yad bhakti yoganu grihita manjasa Munir vichashte nanu tatra te gatim. Nayasya chittam bahir artha vibramang. Nayasya chittam bahi artha vibramang. Tamo guhayam cha vishuddham avishat. Tiroganu grahita manjasa. Munir vichaste nanu tatrate gatim. Nayasya chittang bahi artha vibramang. Tamo guhayam cha vishuddham avishat. Bhakti yoganu grihita manjasa. Munir vichaste nanu tatrate gatim. Anyone else? Na, never. Yasya, whose? Chittam, heart. Bahi, external. Artha, interest. Vibhramam, bewildered. Tama, darkness. Guhayam, in the hole. Cha, also. Vishuddham, purified. Avishat, entered. Yat, that. Bhakti yoga, devotional service. Anugrihitam, being favored by. Anjasa, happily. Muni, the thoughtful. Vichaste, sees. Nanu, however. Tatra, there. Te, your. Gatim, activities. Translation, please respond. The devotee whose heart has been completely cleansed by the process of devotional service, and who is favored by Bhakti Devi, does not become bewildered by the external energy, which is just like a dark well. Being completely cleansed of all material contamination, in this way, a devotee is able to understand very happily your name, fame, form, activities, etc. And now we will study the purport by the ISKCON founder Acharya, our loving spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 25, Verse 25. Satang prasangan mama virya sangvido bhavantirit karna rasayana katha taj joshanad ashvabharga vartmani sraddha ratir bhaktir anukramishyati. Simply by the association of pure devotees, one can understand the transcendental name, fame, quality, and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has repeatedly said, sadhu sangha, sarva shastrikoi, lova matra, sadhu sange, sarva siddhihoi. Simply by associating with a pure devotee, one becomes wonderfully advanced in Krishna consciousness. Sadhu Sangha, or association with a devotee, means always engaging in Krishna consciousness by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra and by acting for Krishna. Specifically, Chanting the Hare Krishna mantra purifies one, and this chanting is therefore recommended by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Cheto Darpana Marjanam. By chanting the names of Krishna, the mirror of the heart is cleansed, and the devotee loses interest in everything external. When one is influenced by the external energy of the Lord, his heart is impure. When one's heart is not pure, he cannot see how things are related to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Idang hi vishvang bhagavan ivetara. Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 5, Verse 20. He whose heart is purified can see that the whole cosmic manifestation is but the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he whose heart is contaminated sees things differently. Therefore, by satsanga, or association with devotees, one becomes perfectly pure in heart. One who is pure in heart is never attracted by the external energy, which urges the individual soul to try to dominate material nature. The pure heart of a devotee is never disturbed when he executes devotional service in the form of hearing, chanting, remembering, etc. In all, there are 9 processes one can follow in the execution of devotional service. In any case, a pure-hearted devotee is never disturbed. The bhakti yoga process must be carried out by avoiding the 10 offenses one can commit while chanting the Maha Mantra, and the 64 offenses one can commit while worshipping the deity. When a devotee strictly follows the rules and regulations, Bhakti Devi becomes very much satisfied with him, and at that time he is never disturbed by anything external. A devotee is also called a muni. The word muni means thoughtful. A devotee is as thoughtful as a non-devotee is speculative. The non-devotee's speculation is impure, but a devotee's thoughts are pure. Lord Kapila and Shukadeva Goswami are also called muni, and Vyasadeva is addressed as Mahamuni. A devotee is addressed as muni or thoughtful when he purely understands the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The conclusion is that when one's heart is purified by the association of devotees and by the avoidance of the offenses committed when chanting and worshipping the Lord, the transcendental name, form, and activities of the Lord are revealed by the Lord. Trinadapi sunichena, toror eva sahishnuna, amanina manadena, kirtaniya sadahari, hare nama eva kivalam kalo nastiva gatir anyata. The devotee whose heart has been completely cleansed by the process of devotional service. Karma, or fruit of activities, jnana, speculative knowledge, ultimately with a viewpoint to become one with God, and yoga in the sense of trying to achieve materialistic mystic powers. These 3 processes will not completely cleanse the heart. We learn from Lord Chaitanya very clearly, Mukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Sakali Ashanta. The sense enjoyer, the speculator, the mystic yogi cannot have peace. It's not possible. Why? Because they have lust. Last meeting, still some separate interest apart from the Lord. In the Sharanagati, in the six items of surrender, one of those is to have no separate interest from the Lord. The Lord's interest is that we surrender to Him. Clearly establishes that in the Bhagavad Gita. In fact, He commands it, surrender! But He also tells in the Bhagavad Gita, but you can do what you want, I won't force you. I won't twist your arm. I won't put you in a headlight. I won't strap dynamite to my chest and make you surrender. It's up to you. Free will. That's the key. We have minute, not absolute free will. Krishna has absolute free will, not us. We have minute free will. That's all we're given. And it's not that when I become liberated, that now all of a sudden I get unlimited, absolutely free will. No, 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 no. I'm always going to be infinitesimal. Even in Vaikuntha, I'm still going to be infinitesimal. So what to do with this free will? Door number one, surrender to Krishna. Door number two, try to be Krishna. Go ahead, have fun. Go for it. Try to be the enjoyer in this material world. See how far you get. This material world is like a playpen. When the parents have a young child, the child is starting to crawl. So the child wants to get its nose and hands and everything, messing up the place. So the parents don't want the child messing up the whole house. They put the child in a playpen, a restricted area. You go this far, boom, you bump your head. Oh, I gotta go. So the child is going from the four walls of the playpen, trying to enjoy, smell, touch, taste, feel. So this material world, Durga, it's a fortress, it's a playpen, created by God because we indicated to Krishna, somehow or other, inconceivably, in time immemorial, Krishna, I want to be like you. And Krishna says, okay, but not here. I will create a playpen for you. It's called Los Angeles. Go ahead. Have your fun. So, we have choices. And the fortunate conditioned soul wants to come to that position, as it says here, completely cleansed, the heart. The heart, yes, the seat of all desires there. We're desiring in every moment. That's what we are, one big bag of desires. And at every moment we're desiring either to surrender to Krishna or to try to be the enjoyer, to be Krishna at every second. And the only process that cleanses the core of the heart of desires completely is this process of bhakti, devotional service. Desires will always be there in some so-called spiritual paths. They try to teach you to kill all desire. But that's only a misconception, because desire must always be there. Desirelessness, in that sense, is not possible, because we are a living entity, and a living entity means desire. But if you study carefully Bhagavad Gita, at least in chapter 2 and elsewhere, we are advised to give up all material desires, to give up all separate and independent desires. But to give up desires completely is not possible. Simply, the quality of the desire has to change from me to Krishna. And that's why the other part of that verse, Krishna bhakta nishkam, Atta Eva Shanta. Only the devotee of Krishna can be peaceful. Why? Nishkam. He has no material desire. Desire he has, but it's not material. It's not separate from Krishna. Even, look at Lord Chaitanya's fourth Shikshastakam verse. Nadanam. I don't want wealth. Who here in Los Angeles, outside of the devotees, will tell you, I'm not interested in wealth? No, here in Los Angeles, they want more and more and more wealth. Na janam. Lord Chaitanya says, I don't care about popularity. Los Angeles? Oh, I have to become the most popular. I want to be movie star. I want to be governator. I want to be president. I want everyone to follow me, to like me. I will put my face there. Everywhere they look, they will see my lotus face. And nasundaring, give me more and more sense gratification. Lord Chaitanya doesn't want sense gratification. He doesn't want women, wealth, but the materialistic person wants more and more. So Lord Chaitanya says, no, no, no. But then he says, Bhavatad Bhaktir, Ohituki Twayi. But I do want something. Because you cannot negate desire. It's part and parcel of the soul. So what does Lord Chaitanya say? Bhavatad Bhaktir, Ohituki Twayi. But you please give me pure devotional service at your lotus feet, causeless. And as the kick, as the real thing that just nails it, Mama Janmani Janmanishwade. I don't even ask for liberation. I don't care if I have to take birth again, provided I have this Bhavatad Bhakti Ahoituki, causeless, pure, unmotivated Krishna consciousness. Because Lord Chaitanya knows better than anybody that pure Krishna consciousness is synonymous with the spiritual world. The spiritual world means that place where there is pure Krishna consciousness. That is the spiritual world. It's not dependent on a locale. That's why, notice, Prabhupada created New Vrindavan, New Dvaraka, New Varshana, New Jagannath Puri. Because that was Prabhupada's scheme. He wants us, and it's clear from the purport, he wants us to come to this platform of pure devotional service, even in Hollyweird. This temple is supposed to be an embassy of the spiritual world, Vaikuntha. But how will that come about? When I and you, when we all come to this platform of pure devotional service. It was very nice. I studied this purport last week, just in my normal course of studying. And it was very significant. And again, when we read the purport, it hit home. The key, no offenses. That's the key. And Prabhupada also mentioned that when the devotee is very careful about not committing offenses, then Bhakti Devi becomes very pleased. So this is the main work. This is the real focus. How to come to this platform of no more offenses. And it was interesting. Not only did he mention the 10 namaparads, but the 64 offenses that one can commit in deity worship. Very, very heavy. So we are expected to come to a very high platform. That's why hard work is involved. What is that hard work? That hard work is to come to the offenseless stage. It's not going to come just by some magic wand. I have to actively, progressively, consciously strive for no more offenses. I have to make it this way. Don't we recite every day the 10 offenses? Do we still do that? Yes. So there's a reason for that. Yes. There is some conscious effort that how I'm executing my chanting, my devotional service, that there is some purpose, something that I have to have in mind that I'm trying to achieve. An Olympic athlete has the target, has the goal that I want to come to the point that I can execute this feat in a certain amount of time or the greatest distance. There's a certain goal that they're striving for, and they work hard day in, day out, and they perform immense austerities and penances. So we are trying for the greatest goal. Lord Chaitanya says, Prema Pumarta Mahan, this is the ultimate goal, love of Godhead. So therefore, it's not going to come so cheaply, so easily. It's going to take lots of work. But that work is mostly an internal, just like Prabhupada writes in his introduction to the Bhagavad Gita. We work mostly with our mind. Yes. What did we hear today in the purport? Cheto darpana marjanam. Cleanse the heart. Cleanse the mirror of the mind. So there's lots of work, but that work is not some kind of gross work. It's an internal, introspective, and it's a conscious effort that I'm going to think in a certain way, behave in a certain way, think, feel, and will in a certain way. And in order to do that, studying Prabhupada's books is going to give you the keys to the kingdom of God. As it says here, and who is favored by Bhakti Devi does not become bewildered by the external energy. So, it's not a secret, it's not a mystery if I'm actually advanced. It's a self-test. All I have to do is ask myself, how many times yesterday was I bewildered by the external energy? I may be able to fool others, but I know I can't fool myself. I'm bewildered by the external energy so much, there's not even enough japa beads to count how many times a day I'm bewildered by the external energy. Therefore, I can't kid anyone that I'm on this pure platform of Krishna consciousness. Should I give up? Thank you. No, stay in. Keep fighting. It's like they have these silly movies, Rocky 1, 2, 3, 108. Always in the Rocky movie, he gets beat up time after time. His face is bloody. He's and it looks like 1, 2, 3, and it's at the 9.5. He gets up and then wins. So I'm just like Rocky. Maya is continually boom, 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 boom. But I still have that last weapon. Hare Krishna! Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama. Several years ago, you all know this devotee Vaisheshika Das, right? Famous book distributor preacher. So a few years ago, he came into the temple room and he rang the bell. And anyone who knows anything about fighters, the fighters, they go like this. So when Vaisheshika rang the bell, he came in as if, now I'm ready to fight Maya. Because that's what they do in boxing matches. They ring the bell. So I was like, yes, this is Krishna consciousness. It's like people, they meet me, devotees, non-devotees. They'll say, oh, how are you doing today? How do you feel today? What's happening? I say, yes, I'm happy to be alive and still chanting Hare Krishna mantra. I still have a chance. Yes, Maya, you have beat me down so many times, but I'm hoping against hope. Also, Asha Bandha. Hope against hope. One of the nine symptoms of the bhava stage. That yes, someday I will reach this stage that's being described in today's verse, where my heart is completely cleansed and I'm favored by Bhakti Devi. Someday, and I'll no longer be bewildered by the external energy, which is just like a dark well. Being completely cleansed of all material contamination, a devotee is able to understand very happily. We hear about this in Bhagavad Gita. Susukam. Krishna consciousness is executed in a joyful mood. And you all know, when you first begin chanting every day, it's hard. It's very hard. That first hare. And that first mantra is hard. But the second mantra is a little easier. That first round seems like it's 12 years or more to chant that first round. But the second round is a little better. And if you're chanting consistently, continually, then after a few rounds, then you're zoom, zoom, zoom. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Krishna consciousness is performed joyfully. And then we can understand Krishna's name, fame, form, pastimes. Atakshi Krishna Namadi. It begins with Krishna's name. Understanding Krishna begins with his name. So I have to work hard not to commit offenses. But we have help. We have help. That help comes in two big ways. In 1965, the Beatles were singing, help! Prabhupada heard their call. Yes, I'm coming. Just now coming. So Prabhupada came in September of 65 and brought the help. That help is the Hare Krishna movement. So if we stay attached to Prabhupada's movement, then we get all the help we can. Prabhupada mentioned this point in the purport, Sadhu Sangha. Where is Sadhu Sangha? It's in the Hare Krishna movement. Prabhupada was mentioning that this association means coming together, hearing and chanting. And he specifically said the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And as far as the offenses, Lord Chaitanya gives you help. That yes, we are committing 1, 2, 3, up to 10 kinds of offenses. But if we cry out for the help of Lord Chaitanya Nityananda and chant their names, we'll become free from offenses. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So one day I'll become free from offenses and no longer bewildered by the external energy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bolo! Thank you. Mahatattva Das, do you have any questions, comments, anything you'd like to say? That's all you want to say? Okay, wait, we have a question over here. Give it to Ms. Mataji, please.
Thank you for a great class. I have one question, and I'm asking this with all due respect. I've noticed that we always have a bashing of the ambitious, talented people who achieve financial success, and yet I've been reading Prabhupada's books, and he never does that. On the contrary, in the Quest for Enlightenment, there's a section where he said wealth, fame, beauty, and renunciation, and some other qualities are Krishna's qualities, and people strive to achieve that. And this is the part where I find it a little bit contradictory. When Prabhupada and his disciples needed to publish some books, they didn't have the money for it, because people who had been in devotional service all their lives didn't have the $19,000 that was required to publish these books. So they went to a famous actor's house asking him for help. And this person helped them, not even borrowing money, he just gave them the money, and they were able to publish these books. So what I'm trying to say is, isn't it a little bit of a double standard while we're using iPods and computers that were created by people who are hardworking, ambitious, and talented, and they achieve these things, and we're using them, and we're taking advantage of them, while we are always bashing them and kind of saying, this is all unnecessary, and Maya, we just had to do devotional service. But still, to this day, we're looking for people who would sponsor the Sunday feast and sponsor other events, because we can't pay for that.
Your question is very nice, and it shows that this Krishna consciousness movement is, as it was and always will be, the same. Because your question has been asked every year since 1965, which shows that you're in the disciplic succession. So the answer to your question, I could give a class for a whole hour, but I will give you the synopsis answer. First of all, we hate the sin, not the sinner. What is it that we are hating? We are hating the concept that these things that you mentioned, the opulences, are being used independent and separate from Krishna. Prabhupada said here in Los Angeles that you Americans, you have so many material facilities, but they're all zeros. You may have 100 zeros, but it's still zero. Now you add one, Krishna, then your material assets become 10, 100, 1,000, million. So this is our point. And Prabhupada even says, I think it's in Chaitanya Charitamrita introduction, we are not here to condemn materialistic society. Yes, in this sense, that everything is good, but they're missing the point. Krishna. When we say Maya, when we say illusion, it means that I'm trying to use these things for my personal sense gratification, but I'm not fit. Everything should be for Krishna's satisfaction. Now, you bring up an interesting point. Sponsors for the Sunday feast, George Harrison, $19,000 for printing Krishna book. Why do we have this temple? Why do we distribute books? Why do we spend so much money worshiping the deity? Why do we go out on Hollywood Halloween Hobgoblin night and do chanting? Why? For their benefit. Everything in this movement is for everyone. We're living in a material world, we don't deny it. So yes, as long as you're in the material world, you need money, you need cars, iPods, this, that, and the other thing. But for what purpose? The Krishna conscious devotee uses anything and everything to attract the fallen conditioned souls out of illusion and back to Krishna. This concept is called Yukta Vairagya. Impersonalist spiritualists, they say, no material things. That's how to be spiritual, no material things. But Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur said, no. Use the material things, but use it to glorify Krishna and to attract the conditioned souls out of illusion and back home, back to Krishna. So, Prabhupada even said at one time, we can use missiles in Krishna consciousness. We can use cars, computers, tape recorders. Now, just like I was once asked by this follower of Sai Baba, Indian man. So he was trying to trick me. He said, so, is money good or evil? So, I saw this a mile coming. Okay, no problem. I said, neither. Money is good if you use it for Krishna. And money is evil if you use it for your own selfish sense gratification. Any of this resonating with you? Perfect. Jai. I like that word. Perfect. May Krishna bless you with perfect Krishna consciousness. One more question over here.
Didn't Srila Prabhupada say we must engage these moneyed men?
Say that again.
Didn't Srila Prabhupada say we must engage these moneyed men?
Yes, because here's the devotee's outlook. The devotee's outlook, whether it be women or men or anything, who does it belong to? George Bush? Everything belongs to who?
Krishna.
Ah. Their problem, I use they because we're here in the temple room. Their problem is, Prabhupada would say, they're all thieves. They're all thieves. They are stealing Krishna's property for their own sense gratification. They have gathered up oil. The oil is my oil. Now you will pay $20 per gallon gasoline. They have gathered up all the seeds. And now they're going to gradually charge you. Oh, you want rice? $100 a pound, please. They've gathered up, the demons have gathered up more. They've created this country, that country, divided it up. They're all thieves. It's this Krishna's property, Krishna's oil, Krishna's food. Everything belongs to Krishna. Our philosophy is spiritual communism. Not demon crazy. Spiritual communism means everything belongs to Krishna, but we are all God's children. We can take an allowance. Just what we need to keep body and soul together. They want to more and more. For me, it's like whether it's diamonds. They hoard the diamonds and then they artificially adjust the price so that they can make more money. They keep so much out of circulation. Same with the oil, same with everything. The demons have taken over the planet and they are the ones that are creating the hellish pandemonium. Whereas the Krishna conscious devotee says, you're all thieves, you're all rascals, belongs to Krishna, distribute. We have Sunday feast. Everyone can come and take Krishna Prasad. Everyone is entitled to come to Mangal Arati. Only one time did I see someone not allowed to enter Mangal Arati, but that's a whole other story. That was in New York. But other than that, do we charge anything for Mangal Arati? Anyone can come. So, everything is for Krishna, and therefore the devotee sees, oh, here is a wealthy man. Good. Now, you belong to Krishna. That's Krishna's money. I'm going to expertly see how you will get the inspiration to give that money to Krishna. Just like if I've said this many times, if I ever meet Bill Gates, I will go to Bill. Bill, you're wonderful. Bill, you are the richest man in the world. And you're so charitably disposed, you and your wife, you've done so much charity around the world. But I think there's only one thing you've forgotten. You have how many billion, Bill? You have, what, 80 billion? Bill. Could you? How many? Oh, I think he's got more than that. Would he go down? He used to have 80. He must have lost some. 50. Okay, 50. Bill, you got 50 billion. Can you give one to Krishna? Oh, is that too much, Bill? Okay, then just give a million. What do you think? Krishna consciousness key. I think we should end here. I'm well over time. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Something I told you I would give you.